Now, verse 3, and the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. Now, this man, Nebuchadnezzar, he took the cream of the crop of all of the captives that he took of any nation. And we find here that Daniel was included. I think they were given tests. I think they wanted to determine their IQ. And these men were to be trained to be wise men for the king of Babylon, to advise him. And you'll find out that he did refer to him. Now, if you would drop down, you would find that in verse 9 here, and will you notice it, it says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and compassion with the prince of the eunuchs. Now, I wonder if that's telling you anything yet. Well, let me give you Isaiah 39:7. And of the sons that shall issue from thee, God is speaking to the king at that time, at the time of the captivity, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Now, does that tell you anything? Daniel was taken away when he was about 17 years of age. That is, I think, agreed upon by most conservative scholars, and he was made a eunuch. So you can understand why Daniel did not marry, did not have children. A great many raised that question about Daniel. What kind of an oddball is he? Well, he actually was no oddball. This was something that the king did, and it did not destroy the development mentally of these individuals. Actually, it made them more docile to the king, and also it enabled them to give all their time to the studies that were given to them. You know anything about colleges, and I'm sure that that was true in your day. It was in mine. I spent half of my time taking what was known as a campus course, that is dating. And I wasted a lot of good time. Somebody said to me, my, you must have really studied when you were in college. Well, I did. I did a lot of studying, but I could have done lots more. You see, the king, he wants these boys to spend their time studying. And he had a way of doing it. They're made eunuchs here. And Daniel is in that group. Now, verse 4, youths in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and gifted in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Now, I want to submit to you that the Bible was not written by a bunch of ninnies. It wasn't written by men who were ignorant. Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt. And my friend, they were very far along. They knew the distance to the sun. They knew the earth was round. It was a few of the Greeks that came along later and flattened out the earth. And they were scientists of that day, you see. Science is what taught the earth was flat. Bible never did teach the earth was flat. And in fact, it said it was a circle. And the very interesting thing is, you come to this man, Daniel, here. Daniel was a young man, and they must have given all these fellows an IQ test, and Daniel rated pretty high. He was up at the top of the list. He was outstanding, you see. And by the way, Paul was up in that bracket also. I get wearied of some of these so-called eggheads today, acting as if the Bible is a book written by a group of ignoramuses. If you feel that way about it, I say it to you very candidly, you are an ignoramus. Because any study of the Word of God will reveal this man Daniel is nobody's fool. He's a brilliant young man. Now he's going to be taught as few men have been taught. He's going to be exposed to the learning of that day. And don't despise the learning of that day. Many men were well advanced in knowledge and actually in science and in many areas today. And I think Daniel could be put into that class. Now, will you notice something else that took place? And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's food and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end of them they might stand before the king. Now, I've read you here the change that the New Scofield Bible has made here in our authorized version. And they've changed this word that was translated meat to food. And that's all right. And actually, we find that this was the diet of the pagan and the heathen over there. And it would include, of course, unclean animals. And you must remember, Daniel was a Jew. He was under the Mosaic law. And they were told not to eat certain meats and certain fowl, certain fish.